From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring recorded messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his first message in a series of studies dealing with the occurrences in John's Gospel, where the Lord Jesus Christ asserted His deity by using that name which belongs to God alone, I Am. In the Gospel of John, Christ used this name of Himself 7 times. In the 8th chapter, the Jews asked Christ, Who art thou? And in verse 58, Christ gave His final answer to that question when He stated, Before Abraham was, I am. And the Jews knew just what He meant. In their unbelief and rejection, they took up stones to stone Christ. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has been setting forth the implications of Christ's declaration, I am. In no uncertain terms, the Lord Jesus declared His deity. Then, by this statement, Christ also claimed eternality. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ has existed from all eternity, an attribute that is true only of God. Furthermore, by saying, Before Abraham was, I am, Christ was declaring immutability. That is, the passage of time does not change Him. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, here is an encouraging thought from Faith Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's selection is entitled, Perfect Willingness. The text is Psalm 110 and verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Blessed be the God of grace that it is so. He has a people whom He has chosen from of old to be His peculiar portion. These, by nature, have wills as stubborn as the rest of the froward sons of Adam. But when the day of His power comes, and grace displays its omnipotence, they become willing to repent and to believe in Jesus. None are saved unwillingly, but the will is made sweetly to yield itself. What a wondrous power is this, which never violates the will and yet rules it. God does not break the lock, but He opens it by a master key which He alone can handle. Now are we willing to be, to do, or to suffer as the Lord wills? If at any time we grow rebellious, He has but to come to us with power, and straightway we run in the way of His commands with all our hearts. May this be a day of power with me as to some noble effort for the glory of God and the good of my fellow men. Lord, I am willing. May I not hope that this is a day of Thy power? I am wholly at Thy disposal, willing, yea, eager to be used of Thee for Thy holy purposes. O Lord, let me not have to cry, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which I would, I find not. But give me power as Thou givest me will.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
As Paul celebrated writing to the Hebrew Christians in Hebrews 13:7, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. There's nothing wrong with the translation Jesus Christ is the same. I think it's the best you can get. But I still like the way old Robert Nevin, who was a Reformed Presbyterian minister way before I was born, but he ministered in a little church 4 miles from where my church was in Ballymoney. And Robert Nevin, a man of immense scholarship and godliness, translated Hebrews 13:7 like this: Jesus Christ is Himself yesterday and today and forever. You may be here this morning with a devil's hiss in your ear that Christ has given you up. He's lost interest in you. He loves you no more. perhaps you've gone too far, you've done too much, you've been too bad, you've been too much of a failure, so on, so on. Jesus Christ is himself. He says, I don't change. You've changed, but not I. Did I love you then? I love you still. Did I save you then? I save you still. Did I unite you to myself? I keep you in that union. Jesus is not only the Alpha, he is the Omega. He is not only the author of our faith, he is also the finisher. He not only begins a good work in his people, he completes it until the day of Jesus Christ. Nothing, and I want you never to forget this, nothing can ever deflect our Savior from his purpose of grace in the life of a Christian. That's the ground of our assurance, and that's the ground of our security. There's one final thought, and with this we're through. The Lord Jesus says, before Abraham was or was made, I am. His claim is to deity, eternity, and immutability. But I think there's also in it the claim to all sufficiency. I am. You'll notice, as I pointed out in verse 24, 28, it says, I am he. The translators adding something they thought was necessary for the completion of some sense in English. Now, there are other places where the Lord Jesus fills out the statement, I am, by giving some particular aspect of his redemptive relationship with his people. There are seven times in John's Gospel where he makes such a statement. I don't know if we look at those in future Sabbaths or not. Time will tell. But seven times he says, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. I am the true and living way. I am the resurrection and the life. The Lord Jesus fills in the blanks. But not here. Not here. In this text, Van Doren says, he set his hand to a blank that faith may write her prayer. I am. I am what? Will you fill in the answer? Are believers weary? I am their strength. Are they poor? I am their riches. Are they in trouble? I am their comfort. Are they sick? I am their health. Are they dying? I am their life. I am justice and mercy, and grace and goodness, glory, beauty, holiness, perfection, all sufficient through eternity. That's the claim. We come here this morning, a company of people, with heart needs as different as our facial expressions. I would say in many cases, no one but God knows the real need of your heart. You hardly know it yourself. But in the deep recesses of your own soul, sometimes in the seclusion of your own closet, with tears that stain your face and a heart that well nigh breaks, you're battling your needs. The Lord Jesus comes and he says, I am. I'm God. I'm eternal. I'm unchangeable. But I am all sufficient. Our testimony has to be that of the bride in the Song of Solomon when we say of our Christ, yea, he is altogether lovely. Our testimony is that of Paul. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are filled full in Christ. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in him, and in him, as Peter says, we have received all things that pertain to life and godliness. This is my beloved. This is my friend. This is the great I Am. Now, Christ was the center of all Abraham's hopes. He was the fulfillment of all Abraham's expectations. And yet here were the so-called children of Abraham. They wanted nothing to do with it. Christ is the center of all the hopes of all his people. Christ is the fulfillment of the expectations of all his redeemed. You may, like the Jews, want to number yourselves among those people. But I tell you simply, you cannot be numbered among them if Christ is not your hope, your help, your God, and your Savior. Who art thou? Who art thou? The Lord Jesus steps forth, takes away the veil, and he says, I am Jehovah. I am Jehovah. I trust the full force of that revelation will reach every heart to the comfort of God's people, to the conviction of those who are playing religion or ignoring religion and dismissing Christ. It is the Lord Jehovah who stands before you in this word today. Make sure you bow to him. Your eternal, unchangeable, all-sufficient Savior. May God get every knee to bow. And I trust, starting with myself, I trust that we shall be able to leave God's house today as children of Abraham in this respect as well as in every other. That having caught a glimpse of Christ, we're rejoicing in him. There's a whole lot of things in this world I can't rejoice in. There's a whole lot of things in my own life that I may shed tears over. But bless God, I get a glimpse of his day, and that makes the heart leap with joy. May God give us that sight of Christ and that joyful experience of his all-sufficient fullness. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. The Jews asked Jesus, who art thou? Let me turn the question this morning. The Lord Jesus has told you who he is. I think it would be legitimate for him to ask the question of you, and who art thou? Are you God's child? Are you Christ's disciple? Are you his redeemed? Who art thou? Where art thou in relation to Christ? Make sure, my friend, that you know him. Know him personally. And when you know him, and this gets into your heart, Jesus is Jehovah. I tell you, that will revolutionize your life to live for Him as you never dreamed possible. May the Lord bless you. If Dr. Barrett or Pastor Brehm or I can be of any help to you in the things of God, we'd be delighted to take the time to open up the Scriptures with you, point you Christward. Come and welcome to Him who is the great I Am. Father in heaven, we do bless Thee today for our great Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that Thou wilt set Him forth, not in the words of any puny preacher, but with the conviction of the Spirit of God. Our God and Father, we pray that Thou wilt minister Christ to those who are yet unsaved. What a tragedy that they know Him not. Oh God, bring them to know Him, not just have some little religion, but to know Him. God grant that that will be so. Remember those whose vision has become clouded. The scales of worldliness and backsliding have dimmed the sight of Christ. Oh God, let it dawn upon them today with resplendent glory. Jesus Christ is the Lord, Jehovah, the great I Am. And oh Lord, we pray that Thou wilt renew their vision, renew their love. Lord, restore their souls. Bless Thy people. There are many who are weary. Be Thou their refreshment. There are many, O God, who are sick. Be Thou their healing. There are many, O Lord, who are in deep need. Be Thou the wellspring of provision and of grace. O Lord, in the all-sufficiency of Christ, bless Thy people according to all the fullness that is in Him. So hear our cry. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We ask these things, giving Thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.